including all religion, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, black, white, brown, yellow. You can keep counting on. This is like a small, beautiful sample of mini global community with all aspects of diversity. They are all here for a clear message. There is no space for hate here in Pistach. We all here, they all here to reject the Trump mindset who want to divide us, not unite us. Or anybody who in the local community who want to divide us, we all are here to stand against that. I am the person who was labeled as radical leader true, trying to take over the township government in anti-Muslim flyer.
Shame.
In an attempt to create hate on the basis of religion in my hometown, Piscataway. This is the town where I live with my family. This is the town where I'm actively involved. I was a school board member for 6-7 years. I'm involved in Piscataway cleanup. I'm involved in food bank. I'm involved in soccer. I'm involved in PTO. I'm involved in everywhere. I'm a responsible citizen of this Piscataway township. The letter was signed by Councilman Kapil Shah, School Board Member Neetang Patel,
Shame.
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 School
Board Member Kapil Patel.
Disgusting.
They are nice people, but their action is bad.
Resign.
Their action is bad.
Remove.
I'm not the principal. I'm not against the personality. I'm against the bad actions. Unfortunately, it was funded by my own sitting state senator, Bob Smith.
Shame.
Distributed by the first lady.
Shame.
And state Bob Smith distributed by, and that was distributed in Gujarati language to divide us in the base of religion.
Not India.
That is not acceptable.
Republicans!
To my faith community, it is not acceptable to my faith community,
okay, no,
my all diverse community. We are representing here tonight. There are 100 more leaders, faith-based leaders, community leaders, elected officials, individuals who signed up the petition to condemn this anti-Muslim attack who are standing up against hate and promoting unity in our my community. My appreciation for my Senator Bob Smith's apology, which was arrived today. I appreciate that. And I am looking forward to meet with him to discuss going forward in more positive way, more productive way to make the community united. As my religion teaches me, and by practicing my understanding of all other religions, I am extending my hand of forgiveness and cooperation towards our Councilman Kapil Shah for his role in signing his negative flyer. I ask him to provide a written public apology to me and entire community of Piscataway.
Yes.
I will
yes.
ask
yes.
him.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Both language.
All
resign.
Other signatories to do the same.
All resign.
I must say, this letter of apology must be translated in Gujarati.
Yes.
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 They are here. They are supporting me. We are Gujarati, non-Gujarati, Hindu, Muslim. We are one community.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That apologetical letter must be translated in Gujarati language and must be distributed to everyone who got the hate flyer with the new message of unity, love, peace, and inclusiveness.
That's right.
It is now up to you to take action to promote unity in the community and stop any kind of hate against any belief, color, race, gender, nationality. It is up to all of us to build one community, one Piscataway. May God bless us all. Thank you very much for your time.
Council, before we continue, I just wanted to clarify a few things. I definitely listened to the community and their promotion of unity. I think the council matches that sentiment. But just wanted to clarify some of the facts is that the word radical, I was asked to review the actual political flyer. It wasn't a governmental flyer. It was a political flyer by a local political party. And the radical word referenced a local political party, not any individual. It did not indicate any of that.
What does that mean?
Why not English?
You know, sensitive words towards the Sikh community. I think you should use sensible words towards the Muslim
community.
Why was it in Gujarati then?
Yeah.
Why
wasn't it in any other language? We need to
it has the name of Atif Nasir on the flag. Show the flag.
Show. Your name was on there.
It says a radical group.
19.
Soccer mom.
Shame.
On that phone.
Shame on you.
Shame.
On that phone.
Disgrace of a public official.
Shame on you. Shame on you.
19 years post 9/11, we should be careful of the words we use for minorities.
Shame on you.
As a Sikh elected official, you should know all so well.
I just want to tell the council also that if you look at the context of the letter, it seems to include diversity and inclusion, and there's no other hate speech other than that one word.
Why was it in that language?
Are you signing?
Why did you sign it? One word. Imagine if terrorists put that word. Why did you translate it?
And you should disgrace council for defending him.
Shame on all of you.
Shame, know your name.
All right.
An apology, which means nothing, would have been just fine, but this excuse, unreal.
You need to let them talk. You need to stop the outbursts, or they're just going to clear the room.
But we don't want lies.
Right.
Well, let them finish talking, and if you want to discuss it, you can come up here. Let this gentleman finish.
We get 3 minutes.
All right.
Everybody can get 3 minutes.
Let the liar talk.
Just finally wanted to, as this is political correspondence, it seems to be a political dispute between two political parties. This wouldn't be the appropriate venue for the matter. It would probably be.
Oh, really?
Howard. Then why did council people sign it?
It's on your name.
It's not okay. Not okay.
May I start, Mr. Mayor?
Let's move on. Go ahead. Say
okay.
Your name.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, respected council members, my name is Alex Carazzi, 14 Market Drive, Somerset, New Jersey. I'm the president of Interfaith Council at Franklin Township and co-founder of New Jersey Interfaith Coalition. And I'm also one of the directors and vice president of the Ali Mosque, which is located at Franklin Township. Even though I don't live in Piscataway, but I have worked here for many, many years, actually over 25 years. And I have many friends and residents who attend mosques and temples in Franklin Township. They asked me to come and share a few words. But first, I wanted to share a letter that Senator Bob Smith sent to me and asked me to read the following statement from him during this meeting. He addresses the Muslims and he says, Dear friends, I would like to begin by wishing all of you Eid Mubarak. Several of you have approached me to express your disappointment with my endorsement of a letter that was written in English and Gujarati and sent to members of the Gujarati community in Piscataway. After listening to you, I have realized that I was not sensitive to the implication that the word radical, along with Atif Nasir's name, would engender for some readers of the letter. Let me offer my unequivocal apology and assure you that I will be more sensitive, more mindful going forward. I deeply value the contribution of the Muslim community in the success of the Democratic Party and I look forward to meeting with you in the near future to explore further opportunities for a stronger partnership. Mr. Mayor, over the past several years, we have been working together with various faith groups to unite the community and create an environment where everyone feels respected and proud to be part of the community. One of the unique actions we have implemented is a pledge of stand up for the other. The pledge is a personal commitment and read as this. While interacting with members of my own faith or ethnic or gender community or others, if I hear hateful comments from anyone about members of any other community, I pledge to stand up for the other and speak up to challenge bigotry in any form. In Franklin Township, not only the council members embraced and took the pledge, but over 8,000 students and staff of public and private schools took the pledge and made it as part of their anti-bullying program. Councilman Shaw, you have many Muslim friends, I would imagine, and in the past they have voted for you. You have heard the feelings of your friends and community members of different faith groups. We hope tonight you follow the footsteps of our respected senator and offer an apology to those who you have hurt, especially the Muslim community.
Your 3 minutes are up. Anybody else wants to speak, please state your name, your address, and you have 3 minutes you want to speak.
That's what happens when you're nice.
Give it to the next person to get it.
My name is Dr. Ali Chaudhry. I'm a former mayor of Banaras Township, Basking Ridge. I'm also co-founder of the New Jersey Interfaith Coalition.
And I'm here today to stand with my Muslim brothers and sisters and all residents of Piscataway, Gujarati or otherwise. As I have spoken in townships like Toms River and Jackson Township, when there are incidents of bias and hatred, the pledge that Dr. Kharazi just mentioned is something that I came up with about 4.5 years ago. And it is something that the entire legislature of the state of New Jersey has taken. And since, as Dr. Kharazi mentioned, the school system has, and several board members or freeholders and others have taken. And it is our goal, and it is my wish tonight to ask you as elected officials and as leaders of the community to take this message that when you see hate, you hear hate, whether it's around the dinner table, or at a council meeting, or at any other formal setting, that you do not remain silent. And therefore, these words that Dr. Kharazi just read are the things that we are asking people to basically appoint yourself as guardians of dignity and respect for everyone. Every human being, Muslim, Hindu, Jewish, Christian, Buddhist, no matter what faith you are, or what color you are, what language you speak, where you come from, should not matter. Therefore, I'm asking you as leaders of the community to adopt this pledge as a commitment to say that you will challenge bigotry, and I will repeat the words that Dr. Kharazi didn't finish. So you have hurt the feeling of your friends and community, as Dr. Kharazi just said. So we also hope that you pledge going forward to stand up for the other, and when you hear hateful comments from anyone about members of any other group. Finally, to the respected members of the council, I encourage you to take the stand-up pledge today. It takes less than a minute to read, but it sends a strong message to the community that leaders of this township strive to create unity and will not tolerate any form of hate and bigotry. Thank you, and I have copies of the pledge In fact, I've delivered the copy to the mayor and to the secretary. There are 10 copies available for you. And if you would agree with me, I will repeat the pledge. And if you would repeat after me,
yes.
I would just simply repeat the pledge. And if you would like to do it, you're certainly welcome to sign it and give it to us, if you would prefer to do that. And let me just end by simply reading the pledge. That while interacting with members of my own faith, or ethnic, or gender community, or with others, if I hear hateful comments from anyone about members of any other community, I pledge to stand up for the other and speak up to challenge bigotry in any form. Thank you very much.
I'm Catherine Greeley, and I live at 717 River Road and here in Piscataway. I want you to know that I was in an interfaith meeting about 4 years ago that was related to everything that everybody has said about the freedom of religion and the lack of mean talk, ugly talk. I won't say. The important thing is that there were people at that meeting that were not only from Middle New Jersey, they were from North Jersey, Staten Island, and New York City. And they were from, I was aware of this because I happen to be a Roman Catholic, but I happen to know that everybody has a faith of some way. They were from the Archdiocese of New York, Diocese of Staten Island, which is not part of New York, Newark, Patterson, and I even represent Metuchen. So my point is that this is not new. This is not only in one section of the world. This is for the whole world. And this needs to start tonight, if it hasn't started yesterday. Because we need to look at ourselves differently as a full community. And it doesn't matter really what we think we think. We've got to learn to think how it is to be in another person's, not only shoes, but skin, language, food, everything there is, in order to understand people better than we do right now. Thank you.
Please state your name and your address.
Hunter?
Good evening. My name is Abdul Aleem Mubarak Rowe. I'm the Communications Director for the New Jersey Chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations. Our office here in New Jersey is located at 4475 South Clinton Avenue in South Plainfield, New Jersey. And I'm here to speak on behalf of those who were deeply offended by this divisive rhetoric that was used in a campaign event. This type of divisive rhetoric, okay, is not very healthy because it smacks of bigotry and hatred and incitement to violence and incitement to bigotry. There are, for the local Democratic leaders to resort to this type of dynamic is most unfortunate. We cannot afford to have that in this state or any state for that matter. That kind of rhetoric we find existing within the modus operandi of other political parties, but the Democratic Party should be much better than that. And I would ask the council to denounce that. I would ask those who were responsible for that to apologize for that, and let's move forward, because words can hurt, and words have meaning, and words can inspire people to do good, or can inspire people to do evil.
Right. Yes.
Society today that can ill afford any more divisive, hate-filled rhetoric, because we do not want an incident to occur in this country, in this state, in this township, or anywhere where innocent lives will be lost because of some hate speech or some hate rhetoric and for some short-term political gain. We got to be better than that.
Right. Yes.
Better angels
yes.
of our
yes.
nation.
Yes.
The better angels of our nature, if I may borrow a phrase, speaks to us rising to a level that is courageous on the one hand and bold and fearless on the other, because we cannot ill afford to go the other path. Thank you for your time and prayer.
And you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
My name is Ann Bastian. I live at 113 Fountain Avenue. And I'm here to support Dr. Nazir's call that Council Member Shah apologize for signing this letter.
Yes.
And I feel
Yes.
He's a council member representing this town and all of our people, and that's why we're here, because you're sitting in that seat. And using that seat and the title of that seat to put forward what we consider to be angry, hateful, and divisive campaign literature. And if Bob Smith can apologize, certainly you can too.
Thank you.
I want to add that I didn't find that letter that Clara you sent out just insulting and hateful towards Dr. Nazir and the Muslim community. Although we know about dog whistles, and I think town attorney, you should also learn about dog whistles, because that's when somebody says something and it signals to everyone else what it really means.
Yes.
That's what that letter did. You don't say a radical group trying to overthrow our town government and not try to create the specter of some outside force. This is an inside force. This is a group of people who are not radical, but who want to participate. We're not trying to take over or overthrow town government. We're trying to create a town government that is inclusive of everybody who lives here.
Yes!
Nazir and the Muslim community. You insulted all of us who are trying to participate in it.
That's right. Apologize
to the democratic process of this town that you insulted people who at least had the civic duty to get up and run for what they believe in.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Vote him out.
And your address, and you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
Sarvat Malik Hassan, 184 Milltown Road, East Brunswick, New Jersey. When I saw the flyer, I didn't think it was a mistake. I didn't think there was any other intentions behind it. As a grown person sitting there, he should know the history of having this language, this rhetoric, towards a name that's Muslim, with a flag that's Indian, given that fascist person runs that country.
Yes.
Given our history,
I'm
extra careful when I address my Sikh and Hindu brothers and sisters. Extra careful. Because I know the history. And I'm probably half your age.
Shame.
I'm talking to a white person. I make sure I don't say white supremacist. I say people with evil thoughts and evil mindset. Because it might offend them. When you offend someone, basic stuff. You just say sorry. You don't give excuses. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
And then we have letters read from Bob Smith. Come on, really? Seriously. We do hefty fundraisers for officials in New Jersey. Hefty fundraisers.
Yes.
Pull them out.
Senators are short of funds and we're called upon to fill the $1 million gap. It's so painful, hurtful, so tiring. Honestly, I didn't think it was gonna do anything to be here today, because we're here like every other week, whether it's East Brunswick, whether it's Piscataway. We've literally built these towns. It's not fair to us, it's not fair to anyone. The kind of rhetoric that's going on in our country, we're having to address the hate against the African-American community, write them a letter, say sorry, where are we today? Instead of policing our 3 minutes, we need to start policing.
Thank you. Yes.
responsible word with the flyers in the township of Piscataway. That would be my legacy. I would want my children to see.
Agreed.
Yes.
I have children. I wonder what they think about me, and I'm sure you all do. When a Sikh person is attacked, I go and I say, you know what, whoever did it, we're with you. No excuses.
Yep.
Because there are.
Yes. Yes.
I have nothing else to say, but an apology is the least.
Least. Very least. Day later, down the short.
That we step down from.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor and Council members. Thank you very much. My name is Alan Howard. I live 113 Townsend Avenue. I've been in Piscataway for 30 years. My daughter graduated from Piscataway High School. I have been an educator for 45 years. I speak as a historian, as an educator, but above all, as a resident of Piscataway. And I like to say I support Dr. Nazir's statement and the other statements that have preceded. But beyond that, I want to say a few things. We really, as citizens of this city, as residents of the city, believe that Senator Smith should openly apologize. And
yes.
That Councilman, Councilperson Kapil Shah should apologize.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And that Education Board Member Nathan Patel should apologize.
Yes.
These are the kinds of things we want. Beyond that, as the previous speaker said, direct action needs to be taken. Not just apologies, but action. We should remember that not long ago, Jews, Italians, and Irish, and many others were considered outsiders by some, and that prejudice against African Americans runs very deep in this community and elsewhere in the United States. We have all been greatly injured by this kind of thinking that was revealed in this letter, and this has to be corrected. The words and the actions that accompany such thinking are the words and actions of other parties besides the Democratic Party. I must say, I've walked with the mayor, I've walked with the councilman in election time, but that was in the past, unless more is done. If we wrong to promote religious division within this township, openly or through dog whistles, as Anne pointed out, cannot in any way turn Christians against Jews and Muslims, Jews against Muslims, Hindus against Muslims. We must take a stance against any kind of division. I think that pledge that was mentioned earlier is the way to go.
Yes, yes sir. Yes. Thank you.
It also is very bad to import divisions from other parts of the world into Piscataway.
Yes.
Ethnic and religious divisions have been promoted by politicians seeking to hold power in other parts of the world. We don't need that here. That is really not the way we should go. We should be the guardians, that term was used very correctly, guardians of the higher values, the values that the United States and Piscataway stand for at their best. We as a community should denounce divisions, and starting with Senator Smith, Councilperson Shaw, School Board Member Patel, and others who were involved in this mailing. They should not only apologize, but they should take active steps to overcome the hurt and the harm that was done to all of us as members of this
community. Agreed. Yes.
Thank you. I'm Hassan Miraj, and I live at 621 Post Lane West. I'm a physician, and I'm here to represent the sentiments of the professionals of the community, professionals of the township, of Piscataway. We have physicians, lawyers, financial people, and all kinds of professionals. And I don't want to repeat all what has been said, but I definitely agree, and I definitely support, and I think so a definite apology is required. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Kiana Butler. I'm at 44 Lincoln Avenue. I'm here on behalf of Dr. Ati. He is a great dear friend of mine. I brought my two children here tonight, Brianna and Brian. Can you stand up?
Thank you.
I'm here to
This is what democracy looks like.
I'm a current resident here in Piscataway, and I love Piscataway. I love diversity. Look at this room. We have all different religions, all different backgrounds, all different ethnicities. That flyer was intentional, and you guys know it was. If it wasn't, Atif's name wouldn't have been on there. He wasn't even running for any.
Yep.
Yes. True.
Councilman Shaw, you are an elected official, and you should be held to a higher standard, and you should be accountable for your actions. So an apology is the least that you can do. My children are here tonight because when they do something wrong to each other, guess what? They have to say sorry.
Yes.
Oh.
So what you should do tonight, and like everyone else said, we hope that moving forward, we won't have to be here tonight for under such circumstances, and that things can move forward.
Thank you.
Anyone else who wants to speak here? Please state your name, your address, and your 3 minutes in which to speak.
Hello, my name is Michelle Anjum. I live in Somerset. Should I still state my address?
Yes, please.
7 Blake Avenue in Somerset. I just wanted to say that Muslims come out in numbers, as you can see. You know, we liberals are coming out in numbers, and the ways, the tide is changing right now. So those who will not hold Councilman Shaw in accountable, you know, we will take steps to vote you out. You know,
yes,
we
right.
Should resign. Yes. Should resign.
That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for giving me the time. My name is Dr. Salim Nathu. I'm at 577 South End of the Road in Piscataway. I've known a lot of you. I've lived here for 30 years. I've known all of you for a long, long time. You see, in my opinion, an apology is not enough.
No, it's not.
You as leaders have to sanction one of your own.
Yes.
It's
yes.
your responsibility.
Yes.
We're doing what we can. Now, what are you going to do about the rotten individual within yourselves? You're going to have to do something. You're going to have a meeting. You're going to have to sanction him. And
even respect you when you talk.
And ultimately put in the newspaper of what action you will take. It's your job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Rachna Nigam. I'm a Hindu. My sister married to a Pakistani
guy. Address, please.
Oh, sorry. 63 Charles Terrace, Piscataway. My sister married to a Pakistani guy, and we are happy. Man, man respects us as individual, not looking at us like we are Hindu, and your sister married to us. Another thing, I understand Gujarati, I understand Punjabi, and I understand Hindi. So if you come up with any negative letters coming out again, I will, and I'm repeating myself, I will stand up and I will support my people.
Thank you. The residents of Piscataway.
My name is Muhammad Wasim, 508 Shirley Parkway, Piscataway. I've been living in Piscataway for over 5 years. So this is the first time I've come to the municipal building. I've watched sessions like these on the internet, and it's a shame that I had to watch it here to my mom. Hundreds of people, their time could have been saved, and can still be saved, if the apology had come up. A stitch in time saves nine. Apology in time would have saved time today, And I assure you, it would not only save you vote, it would save you time and tons of frustration down the road. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Vote him out.
Okay, I see no more. Do I have a motion?
Yeah.
One more.
Hold your horses.
You don't get off that easy. Time.
You work for us. Hold your horses.
Keep talking and you'll be escorted out of here.
Good evening. No problem. My name is Faraz Morrison. I'm a resident of Piscataway for about 20 years now. I just want to say I'm deeply... I'm sorry? 169 Bastard Drive, Piscataway. I'm deeply offended by the very fact that we even have to be here. An apology should have already been given. We wouldn't be here. And in this day and age, being especially what's going on everywhere around us, this is totally unacceptable. And I cannot believe, I don't know the name of the gentleman here, the Sikh gentleman, that how dare you, sir, that you even attempt to defend this type of stuff. That is totally unacceptable. You should please know that. That is really, really shameful. Just want to make sure throw out one thing. This is not acceptable in this type of community. We've been living here for many, many years. There's diverse, this is a diverse community. We have all sorts of people here. If that does not go with you, please leave. You can go elsewhere. Yes. Not in this community.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Scatter in New Jersey, not Scatter in Gujarat. Hashtag resign couple shot. Resign couple shot.
Yes. It has no hold here.
My name is Saima Koshal, 31 North Pennington in New Brunswick. I have been living in this community. I've been coming to Piscataway as a child, loved coming here, always came to MCMC, was always welcome with open arms everywhere. This whole thing has just made me really sad, and I'm going to just say that the flyer was the flyer, whatever, people are trying to win elections, it was terrible, all those things. But what made me even sadder, actually, was the reaction from up there. When Dr. Athlete was talking, you know, your body language, we're watching.
Yes.
I saw some smirk. The person who signed the letter, come on, give me a break. So that just, the reaction was worse than the actual flyer for me personally. I'm a mom. I'm ashamed for you guys up there who are trying to make excuses. I don't know what you're going to tell your kids. I hope you don't have any. And I just want to say that an apology, I mean, give me a break. You do something wrong, endangering lives. Hate speech endangers lives. Sir, please pay attention. You're not just jeopardizing Dr. Nazir. You're jeopardizing all of us.
Right.
Yes, that's true.
Kids or Hispanic kids or black kids, there are gays, you know, everybody's being victimized. And it's not good for the white kids either. Okay? I don't want, you know, white parents to have to deal with this and to teach their kids. This isn't the kind of community that we want to and have, you know, you're supposed to be role models. And what you did today up here, I hope this doesn't get circulated to my kids.
It will.
This is terrible. What kind of a role model are you being up there?
Shame.
And one thing I just want to reiterate again. Hate speech, which you did, and then tried to make excuses for today, is going to hurt you directly. You're both brown.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So everybody else, you know, you're not really bothering me too much. But the two of you, I am ashamed as an Izzy. I'm ashamed as a human being. And you know what I'm really ashamed of? We are the people of Gandhi, okay? Martin Luther King took ideas from Gandhi, from our civil rights movement in over there, us brown people, whether we're Pakistani or Bangladesh or whatever, we were not divided at that time, okay? So Martin Luther King took ideas from Gandhi, though that's who we are. We are a loving people from a soft culture, and I'm ashamed of both of you as a brown woman.
Yes. Thank you.
Latoya Pastures from 9 Juniper Lane in Piscataway, New Jersey. Excuse my language, I had an accident about 3 years ago. I had a TBI and a stroke. I'm here to tell you how personally I'm disgusted by this political hack job you guys did.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, sir.
We're asking for a blatant apology, a thing simple politicians do every day, whether they mean it or not.
Right.
A simple apology is all we ask from you, and you wouldn't even give us the consideration and give us eye contact. I find it disgusting, and I hope we vote you out.
Yes,
yes we will. Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Because you want to leave. I find it disgusting you guys want to leave so quickly. Mm-hmm. You should be honored by this job. We love it here.
Right.
People are happy to be in the Scatterway, and you guys are treating this like a political hack job.
It is.
It's so disgusting. It's so beneath
true.
You guys.
Very true.
You guys are acting like Trump.
Yes, very yes. true. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Aram Shakir. I reside at 11 Heatherway, East Brunswick, New Jersey. I am the chair of the East Brunswick Human Relations Council. I'm not sure if Piscataway has a Human Relations Council. Is there a council for that?
They might not need one. They probably don't
need one.
They
don't
need it.
Is there a council for that? Human Relations Council, I'm asking.
Yesha is the president.
You're not going to respond.
The goal of the council is to celebrate diversity. And obviously, it's not being celebrated here. I mean, I feel like he has a civic duty, moral duty to celebrate diversity, respect people, and as an official, he's not doing that. So it's sad that I'm standing here teaching him ABCs of literally how to treat people. So I hope you guys get a Human Relations Council or in East Brunswick, and if you need any help, you can contact the mayor of East Brunswick, and we'll help you with that. Thank you.
The letter was not intended for discourage anyone, faith or religious belief. In retrospect, we should have never used the inappropriate term containing this letter. I equally apologize for that. And if anybody on a night of
he's reading it.
19th June, I was there, and Dr. Atif was witness in mosque. And this is not the first time I attend the mosque. I was the sixth time attend the mosque. Mr. Imam know that. I have Quran, he gave it to me before first day. When he does that.
You should read it. Excuses. You should read it.
If I give you time, this is my time to listen to me, please. I've been in community for more than 20 years. The people know me. Mr. Dr. Atif know me. When he was running first time in school board, I'm the one who helped him out, taking a temple, if he's agree or not. Parth was there.
Oh, shame.
Parth was there and you were there.
No.
It's not an apology. Shame, 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 shame.
Okay. And I'm a supporter for for Interfaith for Woodbridge. I've been in that program a couple times, and I supporting them before also a couple times. And I'm a part of the Pakistani parade in Oxford. I'm a business immediate past president there. So is not a new. This is only using this word, is not a single word say Muslim. This is politically people.
You should have stepped out. Step down. Step down.
If you have a chance, if you want to listen to me,
horse
then
manure.
I say that you say, I never say a single word. So respect me when I respect you. If you don't like it,
step down. His true colors come out.
Quiet, please. Ryan, finish. Everybody.
So this is not a personally anybody attack or any religious. I believe in religious, otherwise I never go on the mosque tour 5 times. This is recently this month. I went for mosque and I talked to the imam and I always respect people.
My neighbor is shaking.
I always respect everybody. If single person come to me and say in last 20 years that I insult any Muslim or any religious, come forward right now.
Yes. 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 He said to come right now. We're here. You're liar. You're liar. Shame. 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 Shame.
Shame. Resign.
Shame.
Resign.
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 Resign. Resign. Resign. Resign. Shame. Shame. Shame.
Liar.
Shame. Liar.
Devil. If you feel or your family feel anything that I say inappropriate, I apologize again.
Resign.
Resign. Resign. Resign.
You should resign.
Resign. You don't deserve.
You should resign.
Okay. Speak now. You cannot get up and speak now. You can speak.
That's a response enemy. To what he asked for. Councilman Kukucha asked for a response.
I said he could speak at the agenda.
If nobody can fund that letter, I will fund from my personal money to distribute that letter. I will fund it. If you cannot fund that one, I will fund it.
We all fund it.
We all.
We're a community.
Yes.
We are one community. We want to be right here. I'm here to work everybody, not to hit it. An offering, an open arm, I say. I'm giving you the forgiveness, I'm reaching you out to accept my forgiveness and give me apology and light in the language what you did. Never ever do it again. And I'm telling everybody, locally, statewide, nationally, whoever did anybody anything bad about my African American brother and sister, white brother and sister, Hindu brother and sister, Sikh
yes,
brother and sister,
true.
I will be the first person standing over there and give my life, my blood, my sister. I don't want somebody after 50 years, when you send this hate letter and my great great hate itself, tell the people, their kid, there was nobody stand up at that time. These are the people who stand up with this for lack of hate and just send the apology in writing, in the same language to everybody.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you will not belong here.
Yes, yes you don't. Yes, you don't. Can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Vasif Sheikh. I live on 32 Wakefield Lane. So I wasn't going to say anything, but then I was expecting Councilman Shah to say something that was more of an apology instead of making excuses for using open-ended terms. And you of all people, I'm sorry, I don't know your name. You should understand when open-ended terms like radical is used, you can have any Yahoo that will be having a bad day.
That's
will be
right.
Drunk and
that's
mistake you for a Muslim.
That's right.
And attack you.
That's right.
That's right.
And it's happened
that's
before.
Right.
Shame
yes,
on you.
Shame. Shame.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
And you know, if the problem is, I will not say that I resign. I also need to make an apology on this thing really soon because you're bringing a proxy division that probably goes on back home, but over here it will divide everyone.
Yes.
Right?
Thank you.
Good evening, Alex Carazzi, 14 Market Drive, Somerset, New Jersey. In life, most of us have learned two golden words. One is thank you, the other one is I'm sorry. I've used that more often, and I've taught my children to use those two words. And Councilman Shah, I was really expecting you to use those two golden words today. The first, I was hoping that you would thank the community for raising awareness of the whatever has happened. The second, I was hoping, sir, simply you would have said, my fellow city man, my fellow community person, I apologize what I've done, and I will do something, at least in writing, to mend the fences and close the gap. Sir, that's what I was expecting from you. And I appreciate if you just say that so we can all go home and we appreciate the fact that you did what you were supposed to do. Thank you, sir. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yep.
My name is Khalid Zayed. I live in 247 Birchview Drive, Piscataway. I moved to Piscataway about 8 years ago, in 2012, 7 years ago. Also, I brought my two sons here, Salahuddin Zayed and Nuruddin Zayed, because I wanted to see how this process works. And I'm really happy today to see all these people standing up for peace and justice, especially non-Muslims. I'd like to thank you so much for doing this. I'm really impressed. I used to live in North Jersey for 1.5 years. I moved from Alaska, then I came to Piscataway. I love this place. I really think it's a tolerant place and a place that I really want to raise my kids into this community. I'm a member of the Muslim Community Center here in Piscataway. I was listening to Councilman about, I think he was trying to apologize, but halfway through his statement, I think he kind of, started to defend his actions. And I would like to give you another opportunity to please, we are one community, there's a lot of good people out here. So I'd like to give you a second opportunity to maybe think about what all these people said and what about your actions. We Muslims in this country are a minority. And the word radical means something to us. If you don't understand what it means, when you call, accuse someone of being radical, especially from a Muslim background, it means a lot. Especially now we are living in this community, we're trying to communicate and trying to unite with the community and assure people that we are Americans and we love this country and we work hard and pay our taxes. But when you make a statement like that, it causes a lot of distrust. So I'd like to give you another opportunity to please apologize to Dr. Nazir and to the Muslim community. Thank you.
I'm Bastion, 113 Fountain Avenue. I'd like to sort of second that spirit of that. I don't think we did hear a real apology or a commitment to changing, to righting the wrong that was done in the community publicly. I think that we should all be proud of this moment.
Yes.
I'm sure for many of you sitting there, it's been a tough night, but that's what happens when you have this kind of division sown in the community. And it's actually very heartening and exciting for us that people came out to say, we will not do that here. We will not do that here. And we will change. And we will learn what we need to learn to not let that kind of dog whistle kind of attack go on. You know, the letter only mentioned Dr. Nazir. It's the only name in the letter. That's pretty telling as well.
Right. Yes.
Because there's actually lots of us here.
Right.
Who have been active in the community and will continue to be active in the community, whether that feels uncomfortable to you or not. We call it democracy and we love it. Yes. Was circulated around the state to condemn this letter, and it followed on the editorial in the Star Ledger, which called out this action as an anti-Muslim meme. And so I'm going to give you the opportunity to look at this petition, and you can sign it along with many others. I'd like to mention who has signed it. Sadaf Jaffer, the mayor of Montgomery Township, has signed it. Mohammed Humadudin, mayor of Teaneck, New Jersey, has signed it. Musab Ali from the Jersey City Board of Education has signed it. Asim Yassin, Borough of Red Bank Councilman, has signed it. Phyllis Sao Pei from New Jersey Citizen Action has signed it. Ken McNamara, President of CWA Local 1037. Nada Anzubi, Democratic Leader in District 21 Maplewood, has signed it. Asugala Sayed has signed it from the Human Rights Association in New York. Peter Jacob from Our Revolution, New Jersey, has signed it. And Yun Win from Action Together, New Jersey, has signed it. maybe that's not an impressive list to you, but I was going to keep us all here to read all the other names because it filled nine pages. Wow. And that was just circulated immediately after the letter was sent out. It's not been a systematic petition. It's been by word of mouth. And we could get many hundreds more to sign this. So I'll leave you with a copy. You can consider it yourself. But more importantly, I think you should really consider the spirit of this meeting. And it is a spirit of people saying, you represent us. Then you have to know who we are. Yes. And what we stand.
Go.
Hi, my name is Fatima Wahaj.
Good evening.
My address is 140 Lackland Avenue, Piscataway. I've lived here for over 10 years. Not only do I stand with Dr. Atif Nazir, who is my best friend's dad, but I'm also standing here in support of my Piscataway Township people. That includes my fellow Muslim brothers and sisters, my Hindu brothers and sisters, my Christian brothers and sisters, my family here in Piscataway. I am truly touched by the fact that people from all different cultures, religions, and all walks of life are standing in solidarity with us as Muslims, who are generalized as radical because Dr. Atif Nazir is Muslim. I just want to thank all the people here that are here to stand up for love and support of one another. I just want to say that Mr. Kapil Shah, you heard from all of us today. We just want to let you know, as much as we have given you an earful today, we as a community are also a community of forgiveness and empathy. Yes. You made a horrible mistake. And if you truly accept that and truly apologize for your intentional actions and not unintentional, we as a community will appreciate that and we will respect that. Thank you.
So I'm back again, Aaron Shocker, 11 Heatherway, East Brunswick, New Jersey. I'm a doer. I don't just say stuff. I went on the website to see, do you guys have a human relations council? Because nobody really gave me a firm answer. Again, the concept, the goal of the human relations council is to celebrate diversity, encourage communication, and basically just the normal stuff that townships should have. I'm going to leave my card here for you guys. East Brunswick can work with you guys, form a council. I don't know what the protocol is, but I'd like to leave my card. Thanks.
Thank you. My name is Maggie Doyle Ball. I live at 77 Hancock Road for over 35 years, but I've come through Piscataway from North Edison since the 70s when I was graduating from Rutgers and commuted through this town that was all farms. And the face of this town has changed dramatically over the last 35 years. Now we see warehouses and roads. So about three months ago, I started going to meetings with a new party that was a progressive Democrat party that was incredible to see people that were being involved in a community with such diversity. I raised four children that went through the high school, and I stayed in this community because of the diversity. And I'm very upset to see the face of the community not just physically changed, but now the heart of this community is making me feel sick to my stomach to see that we have come to such divisiveness. I ran in the campaign as a committee woman with two women. My running mate did get elected. I did not, but I was very proud to be involved in I don't know a Hindu from a Muslim, Asian Indian. I've had neighbors that were Sikhs. I've had neighbors now that are Muslim, but I don't know a name, whether it's Muslim or Hindu. But to me, this community has become a very heartwarming place where I got invited into so many homes, and then that letter came out and it made me sick. It made me sick to say that you could put someone's name on the letter and not say a radical is going to point out that they might be Muslim, and pointing it out to Hindu people, and it changed the face of that district's election. And it really made me very sad that we had to come to that. And I really just wanted to share that because I feel that we should try to get a heart together again. Because we've lost something through this election and through this divisiveness that happened recently. So I just would like to see us try to come together, because Mr. Shah, I just don't feel that you gave an apology that It sounded good in the beginning, but then you got so defensive with some false statements. I would love for you to just come forth again and try to bring us together, because there's no reason why we have to be divided.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Sean Brutt. I'm 213 Richmond Drive in Piscataway. So I would actually like to thank Councilman Kabosha, because if it weren't for what was done, you wouldn't have seen this. If it wasn't for that letter that came out, I think, I'm not sure how many of you would have seen how united we are when it comes to these types of dog whistles. It's also because of this, it makes us all realize that there is hate, right? And it's subdued. And let me, I know you said that, you know, you've got six Muslim friends. Let me tell you a classic sign. Yeah. When someone calls someone racist, you know what they say? Well, I have a black friend. Yeah. Right? So, you know six Muslim people? That's, if you don't know about it, then that's a clear sign.
That you're racist.
That you're a bigot. The response that you've given is what makes everybody feel right.
I know everybody sort of singles you out and also singles out my sick brother here. I don't want this to be a platform for hate, bouncing back hate. I think this platform should be just about everybody here, generating a sense of awareness, also accountability. Knowing that someone who's been selected or elected or sitting on that side of the bench should not be endorsing this type of statement. And you know what? If the feedback that we got back was, oh, that's not what it meant. Really? So whoever wrote that is incompetent and should not even be on, you know, part of that party. So all I want to say is we're here to let our voices be heard. We're here to hoping that this doesn't happen again. I have twin boys, they're 12 years old. I didn't want them to see this. You know, maybe it's wrong. Maybe I should let them see that, you know what, ugliness still exists. Since this is a real world, I just didn't want that to happen. And I'm hoping this is a unique incident and it will just give us an opportunity, everybody here on that side of the bench and everybody here on this side of the community, just learn and maybe get together. So everybody said, ask for an apology. I get that. I also want everybody here to remember, it's not just the one person who's represented here. There were three people who signed that letter. I wouldn't sign my check if I didn't know who it was going to. Yeah.
Mm. But they didn't stand against it either.
Yeah. And also, I feel that Senator Bob Smith, I understand he gave an 11th hour letter of a, pardon my French, half-assed apology. I don't accept that.
So. Yes. Thank you.
I'm fortunate to say that when my children were being raised here in town, the school district and the town was very diverse and very friendly. They both wanted work that is people-oriented. My son is a chef, but he also is a union representative who works with unions with the city and other organizations, hotels, for example. And the important thing about that is he has also then been put on community boards throughout the Manhattan. And so he goes to meetings all the time with different kinds of governmental groups. And he even has meetings sometimes with the mayor of New York because of what he can do when he speaks the situation. And that's because they learned this early and often in this town. There are people on this board right now who have wonderful children and are wonderful people. I know it because I know you and I know your children. But there is a thing that my daughter does that is related to international conflict resolution. And she was in Sudan for 8 years. She left to get her doctorate in Ireland, and she was called back 3 times. She's there right now, working with trying to resolve the conflicts that they're having. She has been effective during the 8 years that she was there. That's why they pulled her back. This is the third time. Now, the important thing to say is that people can learn how to get past conflicts. And people can learn whether they're 20,
months old or 20 years old or 40 years old or 60 years old. It's how you go about it. And you always put people in the room who need to understand. We all need to understand more than we understand tonight. And I would like to recommend not my family, but other people, because there's a lot of people that are interested in conflict resolution right now. But I just want to tell you that this is the place where that started. And we don't want the whole process of having the school board been taken over by politicians. And I don't want this town council to be taken over by politicians who do not understand the entirety of this town. And I think the majority of the people on this board do understand this town. And I ask you to look at it that way and then see if perhaps we should get some people, and I know a lot of people who do conflict resolutions. If you want me to help you with it, I'll do it. Thank you.
My name is Lydia Sandhu, and I live at 11 Holly Lane, Piscataway. I just wanted to mention that even though you don't feel radical, the term radical is a dog whistle. It is a dog whistle. I grew up in America. I lived in Bayonne for most of my life. I don't know if you guys know Bayonne, but it's a very diverse city now, but when I was growing up, it was mostly white. And I was probably the only Muslim there, along with my family. And I grew up, I was there since I was 5 years old. So I was able to tell when I was getting picked on, because they would use certain words, and I knew that word related to me specifically, and the other children also knew it. One of these words is a word as simple as ninja. So when they would talk about ninja, that would be about me, and that would get rocks thrown at me. I've been pushed in front of a car, I've had rocks thrown at me, I've had my hijab ripped off. These little insignificant words do affect us and our community. If anything happened to Dr. Nazir because of these words, radical, trying to take over our Skagway township and all this stuff, you are responsible for it because you endorsed these words.
That's right.
And I'm a little disappointed in Paulette Walker for actually endorsing Paulette.
That's right. Shame! Shame! Shame!
Like, she should not have distributed these along to continue supporting this kind of ideology. It doesn't make sense for another Democratic to resort to these kind of tactics. It's beneath them. And if this council doesn't see the danger of hate speech, perhaps training is needed.
I'm Salim Natu, 577 South End of the Road. You know, one thing that occurred to me, my Sikh brother, when you're defending your colleague there, after 9/11, a lot of Sikhs were killed because they're confused with Muslims.
Right.
Now you're defending him. All we want from you is an apology. You know, just stand up and say you're sorry, it was a mistake, and let's move on. You see, deep down inside, I know you're a decent gentleman. Okay? Otherwise, you would not have gotten elected. So all you need to do, simple words, that listen, I'm really sorry, I didn't mean it, and issue an apology to Dr. Nazir. That's all we need.
Can you read that out again?
I don't know what he meant.
What did you mean by that?
Thank you. When the speaker is there.
My name is Asim. I'm from East Panji, 8 Buttonwood Drive. I'm like, 8 Buttonwood Drive in East Panji. So my simple question is, I mean, can you tell me what you mean by that? Can you read this out again? I didn't mean to demean him? What did you mean, actually? Can you answer that question?
And finish it, then I will skip.
No, I'm finished. What did you mean? Can you read that out again?
I just say
somebody, a radical group, trying to take over the
led by
the city.
What did you mean by
What does it mean? It means Eid Mubarak?
Happy Mubarak.
Political opponent.
Mr. Fakhri said before that, and end of the things, I will say, all my Piscataway residents, I apologize and I say sorry. I never mean that anything in my by heart, whatever wording is misspelled or whatever is there is misunderstanding. Is political intent. But when a thief was with me last 3 weeks, I always take the hand and I talk to him.
Don't just stop. You want to go? Make your apologies. No. Try to justify it.
Muhammad Wasim, Fazil Way Show Parkway. I noticed two things that been shot in my answers. They're using the word I did not intend. It's like me saying you're a dumbass. I say, no, I didn't mean it though. But you are dumbass and I'll sign it. Now you're saying that maybe it was misspelled. So let me say that you are intelligent, but I spelled intelligent with the word intelligence. Would you like that? Or would you agree? Or would you accept that it was a typo? I'm sure you would. I'm sure all of these intelligent people sitting here would agree that they cannot. Can you think of a word that mistyped show up as radical? Were you trying to say something comical? Maybe that got typo changed into radical? At least give us the respect of, I mean, do you really think all these people are dumb enough that they would accept this nonsensical answer from you? In one breath you're saying, I am sorry. In the same breath, you're finding excuses and you are diminishing any chances that you have of redeeming yourself.
That's right.
So if you are sorry, show it with your actions. People have been asking for you to circulate the pamphlet in Gujarati language with your apologies. If you mean it, you will do it.
That's right.
If you don't mean it,
that's right.
None of
these people,
if you don't mean it from your heart, none of us, we can stay here all night long. We won't be able to convince you.